Thanks to USDA research, modifications in poultry sampling for avian influenza means improved efficiency and cost savings. Here's Rod Bain.
When it comes to assuring zero tolerance for avian influenza in the meat, chicken, and turkey we eat through testing at processing plants,
the sample is just as important as the test itself for detecting the virus. Are we using the most optimal method that we can?
That question, according to Erica Spackman of USDA Southeast Poultry Research Laboratory in Georgia, led to development of an improved sampling method involving the switch in swab type and the increase in the number of swabs used in sampling.
Originally, we were running two tests per flock. We were splitting the samples up, but now that we can condense them, we're running only one sample per flock, so that's half the cost of testing, but we're still testing the same number of samples with the same sensitivity of detection that we had previously.
She adds the new sampling protocol also means lower cost for poultry producers. I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.
I'm Sabrina Hill, and this is AgNet West.